This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a visit with some young Palestinian men who don't believe the recent changes in leadership there will mean changes in their lives. But first, 2 years after the 9/11 attacks, there are still many things we don't know about the people who planned them and what else they might be planning. But of the many things Americans believe we do know about September 11th, several are not quite as clear as you may think. Here's Slate's David Plotz with a look at some of the misconceptions of 9/11.
The misconceptions we're talking about aren't the shoddy conspiracy theories that gained currency after the attacks. They're the kind of things you've heard newscasters and government officials saying for the last 2 years. Here are a few of them.
Misconception number one. Zacharias Moussaoui was the 20th hijacker.
Moussaoui, you'll recall, is charged with various terrorism-related crimes. And there's been lots of speculation that he was meant to be on United Flight 93, which crashed in Pennsylvania. Here's Chris Kolznick, former chief investigator for the Senate Judiciary Committee, speaking in May of last year.
And if he in fact was the 20th hijacker, as the Justice Department claimed, he might have been part of that operation.
Moussaoui did take flight training classes in the U.S., but even though Moussaoui's indictment tries to draw parallels between his activities and the September 11 hijackers, no evidence has turned up that he was supposed to be on any of the flights that day. According to the book Masterminds of Terror, captured 9/11 planner Ramzi bin al-Shib has said that while he contemplated Moussaoui as an understudy for 9/11, Moussaoui was never part of the plot.
Misconception number two. Iraq was involved in the September 11th attacks.
According to a recent Washington Post poll, 7 in 10 Americans believe Iraq and its former leader Saddam Hussein played a role in the hijackings. But so far, no evidence of such a connection has been made public. The two captured planners of the 9/11 attacks, Ramzi bin al-Shib and Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, have both reportedly denied Iraqi involvement during interrogations. American officials now believe that an alleged meeting between hijacker Mohammed Atta and an Iraqi agent in Prague never took place. Perhaps the most compelling argument against Iraqi involvement is that the Bush administration has not made the case for it. If the administration had any evidence of Iraqi participation in 9/11, it surely would have shared it. That's because a smoking gun pointing to Saddam Hussein as a September 11th ringleader would have made the case for a war in Iraq much easier.
Misconception number three. We know how the hijackers took over the planes.
Here's what Attorney General John Ashcroft had to say 2 weeks after the attack.
The four planes were hijacked by between 3 and 6 individuals per plane, using knives and box cutters, and in some cases making bomb threats.
The truth is, all we have are clues. The cockpit voice recorders from the New York and Pentagon flights did not survive, and the Flight 93 voice recorder doesn't start until several minutes after the hijackers took the plane. What little we know about tactics and weapons comes from phone calls made by passengers and flight attendants. There were no reports at all from United Flight 175. On the other planes, callers reported knives and box cutters, but also chemical sprays, bomb threats, and perhaps even a gun. In short, we don't know for sure how the hijackers actually took over.
Misconception number four. No one could have predicted the September 11th attacks.
Of course, this is a sensitive political issue for the White House and intelligence agencies. Here's what National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice had to say about it in May of last year.
I don't think anybody could have predicted that these people would take an airplane and slam it into the World Trade Center, take another one and slam it into the Pentagon, that they would try to use an airplane as a missile, a hijacked airplane as a missile.
In fact, there were lots of warnings of exactly this kind of attack. The recent congressional report on the 9/11 intelligence failures lists a dozen pre-attack indications that terrorists were plotting suicide hijackings. For example, in 1994, Algerians hijacked a French airliner with the intention of crashing it into the Eiffel Tower. In 1995, police in the Philippines uncovered an Al-Qaeda plot to fly a plane into CIA headquarters. A year later, Al-Qaeda had the idea of crashing a plane into the White House. 2 years after that, Al-Qaeda planned to fly a plane from outside the United States and crash it into the World Trade Center. And so on. Intelligence officials, who are endlessly juggling all kinds of different threats, didn't take the suicide plane idea seriously. They believed there were other, more imminent dangers. But no one can say there wasn't any warning.
David Plotz is Slate's Washington editor.